beautiful resort community of Wisconsin Dells. Last day of a huge church festival. I'm 10 years old, waiting it out with 10,000 other church brethren, with only one real thought in mind. See, before we head home to Michigan, I'm going to take my last $11, roll up to the Swiss Miss Fudge Shop, and get a nice big piece of Rocky Mountain fudge. I'm going to gobble it up on the drive back, and none of my brothers gets any unless and until I deem them worthy. Just got to make it through these services. Got to stay awake. You know what? Maybe I won't get Rocky Road. Maybe I'll get Vanilla Nut. Check it. Maybe I'll get a piece of both. I've earned this moment. See, we're supposed to tithe, to give a tenth of our earnings to the church. Out of my paper route, my lawn mowing, my grandmother's once-a-year envelopes, everything, a tenth. Cool. But then in an innovation perhaps unique to my church, there's another tithe, the second tithe. I pay up. But wait, there is more. Every third year, we have something called the third tithe. And this year, I'm supposed to come up with that third tithe money. No worries. I budgeted that. Of course, our church wouldn't be our church without special offerings, where you give of your heart to the Lord's work. I did that. Put it in their special envelope, Jack. Watch the deacon carry it away. First, second, third tithe, special offerings, everything. So I am paid in full. I'm right with the Lord, and I have $11 of holy fudge money left. Then I hear Pastor.
Brother, we are all blessed. And it's from this abundance that we give the excess to the Lord's work, the tithe of the tithe.
Excess tithe? The who? There can't be no such thing. And that $11, it starts feeling heavy in my pocket.
Reverend, ushers are coming around one more time right now, ready for you to plant your seed in the kingdom of God.
A plaintive couple of chords drifts from the piano, and then I get it. I get it. I understand everything. My mother looks down the aisle at me. Pops looks down the aisle at me. Everyone looks down the aisle at me. Really? Fine. I fill out an offering envelope. And when the deacons pass the basket to me, I put their envelope inside. On the way home, we pull over at the Swiss Miss Fudge Shop. I run out and buy exactly $11 worth of delicious fudge. See, sure. I put my offering envelope in the basket, and I packed it full of the most important thing. My prayers for peace, love, and goodwill towards men. Today on Snap Judgment, technology. Amazing stories from real people navigating a system that is out to get them. My name is Glenn Washington. Always remember to go for the Sanford Fudge Pack. Best bang for the buck when you're listening to Snap Judgment.